Day mornings at 7 a.m. on Pensacola's News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Good morning. Cena's in the south of France. I'm running the board. I'm Rick Outzen. Thank you for listening. There's so much going on in the community. We hear about the real estate market being really hot. The commercial side of things is just as hot. And the person who knows more about it than anybody that I know is D.D. Davis. Good morning, D.D.
Good morning. I'm not sure I deserve that, but I certainly have an opinion like everyone else.
Well, it seems like the year is starting pretty strong.
You know, it's funny, Rick, because people had, you know, I hear a lot of bankers and economic forecasters talking a lot of gloom and doom, and we've had the strongest first quarter we've ever had. So I think that the banking industry sees it differently because they're not getting the loans they once did because interest rates are so high. But there are a lot of people out there with cash, and they don't mind spending it. So we're probably doing more cash deals than we ever have, but in our market, we are still very, very strong. And the good thing is it's not all just people here, you know, playing the shell game and moving around. We've got a lot of out-of-town and out-of-state investors that are banking on Pensacola.
Yeah, that was my next question. It seems like that we started to get a hint of it a year or so ago with Lilly Hall, with the group out of Nashville wanting to do that. But it seems like we're on the map for a lot of investors in real estate.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And all, you know, a variety of types of things, too. And, you know, we've got the old New World Landing that should be closing next month. We'll see a new hotel, a higher-rise hotel going in there. Out-of-town people, you know, especially in the hotel industry, we're seeing a lot of people wanting to come here. So, yeah, we're knock on wood. Pensacola is still, you know, we don't see those highs and lows that a lot of the bigger cities do, but we stay stable with modest increases, and we'll take that any day.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, I think the question is, who's going to have the first hotel? Do you think that that one at New World Landing will be the one that we'll see first in downtown?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of them that are at the gate right now.
We do.
So we do. And all of them are very, you know, viable deals. So that one, if it's not the first, it's certainly going to be one of the first, yes.
Now, for a while, it looks like people were using for looking for warehouse type space. How's office space? Is that still, are people still interested in office space?
You know, it depends on the area, but yes, absolutely. You know, people have gone back to work here. And again, you know, I keep comparing us to the larger markets, but in larger markets where there is a real commute involved, a lot of people are still working from home, at least part-time, but that's not really the case so much here. So our office space, especially in downtown, has dried up again. It is vibrant, it is strong, and that's in sales and leasing. So, some pockets more than others, but definitely downtown and the Cordova area have been really hot tickets for office market.
Wow, I mean, there was a time when downtown wasn't hot, when we had a lot of empty space.
And that's true.
It really has changed. The voice you're listening to is D.D. Davis. She is the owner and head of NAI Pensacola. The Best of the Coast readers have selected them several years in a row as the top commercial real estate firm in the area. It is interesting to see because what you have done, you have brought in young talent into your firm, and they're blowing and going.
You know, they're hungry. They see the possibilities there. They are reinvesting themselves in Pensacola. It does, you know, the time will come when some of us need to kind of step aside, but we do have quite a diverse range of ages that are in our office. and, you know, a great majority of them in their early 40s and younger. So, yeah, it does my heart to see them interested in it and to be a part of the changing market.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch downtown change because we've gone from a pretty quiet downtown 15 years ago to where with so many people living downtown, it's never quiet. There are always people going out to eat, shopping, going to the post office, moving. There are people moving around downtown all weekend, weeknights. There's not a slow time like there once was.
No, there really isn't. And I think what we're seeing is where, you know, without even really being, you know, consciously aware of what's happening, I think we're seeing a new evolution of Palahawk Street, too. You know, it has become a destination for restaurants and bars. You know, retail, the growth of retail there is not as strong as, you know, some people would like to see it. There's still room for both. But I think consequently what we're going to see is just an explosion on Garden Street.
Right.
Halifax Street is pretty full. So I think Garden Street, which has always been a major artery, but I think that's going to be your next target.
Yeah. When you look at what IHMC is doing over by St. Michael's Cemetery and you start heading towards Barrancas Avenue, there's a lot of space for things to happen. The Studers have done a great job with the old SunTrust building, getting it up and moving. We've got that huge apartment complex, Palmella, that is, you know, changing a lot about that side of town. It's fun to watch this town grow, and what a good time for you to be in commercial real estate.
Well, you know, it's a great industry, and no 2 days are alike, that's for certain. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to George and Luba that opened, you know, Pearl and Horn, the owners of George Restaurant. They, you know, they took a huge risk in buying the former Alice's over there, and they are just on fire.
Right.
You know, if you can get a reservation, you're lucky. So you can definitely see the expansion to the west side of town.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dee Dee, thank you for coming on today. I'll catch up with you later this week, but thank you for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Dee Dee Davis, head, president, owner of NAI Pensacola Commercial Real Estate. We'll go ahead and break. We'll come back. We're going to talk more. We've got some more information on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.